Thanks, Cameron. So real quick question, back to trivia. I'm just going to play two more songs. But does anyone know what used to hang in this room? Does anyone know, other than Ian and Caleb, does anyone know what used to go in this room? Okay, or Ian's mom. Okay, so this used to be a room where fur coats were hung.
Really?
Like, no lie, I'm not joking. I'm not, like, pulling your leg or anything. But, like, they used to hang fur coats in this very room. Which is why it's kind of colder. We're sitting in a big cooler. And, like, years ago, and maybe even a little bit today, like, fur coats were really expensive things. And people want to protect really expensive things. And, so it makes me think, just like as Cameron was sharing, God gave the thing of greatest value not to get a fur coat or not to, like, you know, look great because he was wearing mink or, you know, fox or some other form of fur. But God gave Jesus to buy you. And it makes me think, like, so I knew this lady. She had a really rough life, and she was married to a guy, and it was a real rough situation. They had kids, and unfortunately, like, he had made some pretty poor decisions and ended up dying in a motorcycle accident. And so here's this lady. She's a widow, and she's got her two kids, and she's like, I don't know that I'm ever going to experience love. Like, I thought I knew what love was, and I don't think I'm ever going to experience what real love is. And so, thanks to the internet, she used, like, Match.com or, you know, one of those online dating things. And she found a guy who was across the pond, meaning the Atlantic Ocean. And she they started talking. One thing led to another, and she got married to this guy, and they have, like, you know, gotten married. And she, you know, had, out of a broken situation, found new life and new love. And it made me think, like, God's God of second chances. And I don't know about you, but sometimes it's hard to look myself in the mirror. But what I do know is Jesus wants you to look him in the eyes and for you to say, redemption is what I see when I look at Jesus. Meaning, far more than an expensive fur coat that hung in this cooler that we're all sitting in. God emptied heaven so he could fill it with you. So as you hear these words, it came out of, like, a dating website, but that this lady found this guy on. But really, it's bigger than that. It's about Jesus being redemption. He was the gift that was given. You know, people run over folks at Walmart on Black Friday to get, like, the coolest toy for their kids or something, but God did way more than that when he gave you Jesus. So this is called redemption.